With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. A relatively light agenda at the October 12th Region of Queens Council meeting started out with preparations for winter. Council awarded the tender to truck bulk road salt to the lone submission, Van Dyke Excavation and Trucking, for $78.76 per metric ton. Visitors to Queen's Place will see a new ice resurfacer in the summer of 2024, as Council agreed to purchase a new electric Zamboni at a cost of $179,000. Funding is coming from the province through a Communities, Culture, Tourism, and Heritage grant valued at $205,000. The balance of those funds will be used to install the charging unit and make any necessary modifications. The region will also partner with the province to pave a 200-meter-long section of Oliver Street. Queens will pay $50,000, half the cost of the total $100,000 project, with the province picking up the balance. Council next agreed to make an application to the Nova Scotia Utility and Review Board to provide a one-time reduction of the consumption rate for residents affected by the 2 months-long boil water advisory. If approved, residents will see the 70% reduction on their January bill. Council then issued a dangerous and unsightly order for a property on Highway 8 in Caledonia near the fire station. The owner now has 30 days to clean up the site, or they will be responsible to pay cost to the municipality to complete the work, which includes demolishing a makeshift outbuilding, removing debris, and leveling the property. In the discussion portion of the meeting, councillors asked staff to report back with solutions for illegal dumping at grey boxes in private roads in LaBelle. Staff were also asked to provide council with options for reducing homelessness in Queens. The next council meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, October 24th at 6 p.m. in the Seaside Recreation Center in Eagle Head. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.